The Cincinnati Wine Festival runs the weekend of March 9th, and among the many presentations is All the French You Need to Know, a tour of France in 8 glasses, presented by Mary Horn, the Vice President of Fine Wine Sales and Education for Heidelberg Distributors, and a Level 3 sommelier. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
Mary, tell us how wine has become a passion for you.
Well, wine is an amazing equalizer of life. It's something to share with your family, your friends. It's the way business deals are made over a glass of wine. And it's something you can study a lifetime about. It's about culture, friends, family, and the sheer enjoyment of life.
How long have you been at Heidelberg in this position?
So I've been with Heidelberg for about 15 years, but my love affair with wine has lasted much longer than that. I started drinking wine when I was a young girl. Well, as soon as mom and dad would let me, I drank it. And if I didn't like it, I got to switch to white wine, which was milk.
For you, what distinguishes a fine wine?
So to me, fine wine is really about anything that you like. If you like it, it's good. And in terms of what wine really is, in my mind, there's three types of wine. You either like it, you don't like it, or somebody else pays for it. And all wine falls into those three categories. And if you go beyond that, wine is about sharing with friends and family. So you can have the most inexpensive wine with the right people, and it's the greatest thing ever. You can have the most expensive wine ever and taste it with the wrong people, and it doesn't taste so good. So it's all about the communion of wine and the community of who you're enjoying and sharing it with that makes it special.
It seems as though wines seem to be increasing and multiplying as you go to wherever one wants to go to purchase wine, whether it's a grocery store or a specialty shop. There seem to be more and a bewildering array of wines. And so that makes the process of choosing even more difficult.
That's the great way to put it, a bewildering array of wines. So if you have someone that you trust to help guide you on your way, it's the best way to go. And if you can articulate what you like and what you don't, there's lots of really talented wine professionals out there that can help guide you, whether in a retail shop or in a restaurant, to help you make the best decision to make the most enjoyable experience when you get home.
And that's a great segue into the session you're going to be giving for the Cincinnati Wine Festival. How are you going to do this in the space of 1 hour?
So people can spend their entire life learning about France and French wines. And in an hour, we're going to do our best, or I'm going to do my best, to demystify French wine and taste through 8 major things. And by the end of it, you're going to be a Francophile. So France is the place that all other countries in the world try to emulate. They've done it the longest. They've figured the most out.
And what kind of wines will you be experiencing, you and the class members?
Well, if I'm in the room, there's always champagne. So we'll definitely have a little bit of champagne. We'll have some lovely Cabernet. We'll have Pinot Noir, Chardonnay, and everything in between from really the origins of where most of these wines are best known. We'll talk a little bit about geography, geology, and everything in between. But really what we'll talk about is what makes French wine so special, the sense of the neighborhood, the sense of the grape, and why it's so darn delicious.
Will there be opportunities to purchase wine at the wine festival itself?
So at the wine festival, no, there's not opportunities to purchase there. However, we can guide you in the right direction with some key partners that are part of the event, that any of the wines that you try there will be available for purchase at any of these other places.
And the session takes place at 1:30 on Saturday, just so that people know. As I mentioned earlier, you hold the title of a Level 3 sommelier. And what does that mean?
So that means basically, that means I drink a lot and I remember most of it. So I am privileged and honored to be part of a group that has passed several rigorous tests. I'm continuing to go for the 4th level, but that means that I drink a lot, I remember most of it, and I can share the stories that go along with it. And that's the most important thing to me about being a sommelier. It's not about making wine snotty or prestigious or anything of that. It's about removing the barriers to making wine something that everyone can enjoy and helping people find what's right for them to drink.
And as you alluded, this is a lot of training. I don't think people have a real notion of just how much time and effort is put into this.
I study every single day. Not only do I read and look at everything I can, a minimum of 2 hours every day, but I also taste a lot. Now, when I say I drink a lot and I remember most of it, I'm really talking about I taste it and I spit it out. So I'm not drunk every single day of my life. I'm really just tasting and trying to build a bank of muscle memory, basically, of tasting muscle memory. And it does take an incredible amount of time.
And who adjudicates these exams? You have to go out of town for this?
So you do. To become a master sommelier, you need to be certified through the Court of Master Sommeliers. So the next exam that I'm going to take hopefully will be in July, where I'll try again for the master level, and hopefully one day I'll get there. So it's an international organization, quite prestigious. There's lots of different, I'll say, wine certifications that you can choose. But for me, the Court of Master Sommeliers is the one that I want to really be part of.
Well, for someone who's not able to attend your session, what advice do you give to those who love wine but get intimidated? As I sometimes do.
So it's so easy to be intimidated by wine, but cultivate a place where you like to enjoy and buy wine that you're willing to have a dialogue with someone that's a professional. There's lots of great independent wine shops out there that have really knowledgeable folks that you can have a conversation where you can tell them what you like and what you don't, and they can guide you in the right direction. But I believe the most important thing is if something doesn't work, that you tell them what you don't like. So the more you drink and the more you enjoy and the more you communicate about it, the better you're going to be at understanding what you like. It is quite overwhelming, though. There's so many choices to make.
Well, in that line, in the area of whites and reds, can you pick a favorite for each one that you really like?
I am a huge fan of Sauvignon Blanc. I like the crisp, delightful nature of that, the citrus. I believe that most lovely Sauvignon Blancs go very well with food. They highlight the food. But then again, if I like something rich and bold, I like a big, bold Chardonnay to go with that as well. And in terms of red wine, I think Pinot Noir is a wonderful wine that crosses over the boundaries between something you might think you should drink a white wine with, but you're able to drink a red wine with because you like it. And let's be honest, red wine, like Pinot Noir, is, as I say, good for the heart and good for the soul. It's high in resveratrol, which is that lovely compound that, well, we have to keep drinking it because it's good for us, you know. And then Cabernet, how could I not talk about Cabernet Sauvignon, which is big and bold and firm tannins, which kind of make your tongue feel like you have a sweater on them. But yet, if you're eating a wonderful steak, the fattiness of the steak and the tannins and the Cabernet, boy, they sing so well together and make harmony come to life on the plate and in the glass.
Well, grand merci. Mary Horn is going to be presenting a session on French wines at the Cincinnati Wine Festival on Saturday, March the 10th at 1:30. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.